Britain's royals are well and truly on the offensive, filing a criminal injunction in Paris to prevent further publication of Prince William's wife Catherine sunbathing topless. The royal couple is seeking the injunction against the French magazine Closer, which first published the pictures. They've also launched separate criminal proceedings against both the magazine and the photographer who took the images. But that hasn't stopped an Italian magazine from also publishing the pictures in a 26-page special edition released overnight. The BBC's Christian Fraser has been covering today's court proceedings, and he joins us now from Paris. Christian, welcome to RN Breakfast.
You're welcome. Good morning.
What has been happening in court there today?
Well, we've had the civil part of the case today. This was a request from the lawyer acting for the royal couple for an interim injunction. So he's trying to stop the further reprinting of the magazine and also the further syndication of the photographs. You've rightly said that they've been printed in Key magazine today in over 26 pages, but they've also been printed in the Irish Daily Star. And tonight, in fact, that's had repercussions for the editor. His group have suspended him while they investigate how the decision was taken. But irrespective of that, they obviously will come back tomorrow and give a decision here in France whether or not the injunction will be granted. And if it is, then that would certainly put pay to it here in France. It won't, of course, stop the reprinting of the photographs abroad. And so in that sense, any victory in the court tomorrow will really be only of symbolic value.
Yes, the royal lawyer's key demand here is that the magazine hand over the original pictures to stop them being unsold. Now, that's allowed under French law, is it?
Yeah, privacy laws in France are particularly tough. I think the problem for lawyers here is that in spite of the fines and damages that are often awarded in these cases, it's not dissuading magazines from publishing. And in fact, some of the lawyers I've spoken to today said they're hoping for quite heavy punitive damages from the magistrates and in the criminal case when it's actually heard, so that magazines might think twice about doing this in the future. But in terms of the photographs, I think there is concern perhaps within the royal household that we've not seen the limit of the photographs that are there. The editor of Closer magazine has suggested there are more intimate images that she could release. And so I suppose it'll be interesting to see tomorrow the details of this injunction, whether indeed they refer to images that have not yet been printed.
Yes, I suppose what I'm really getting at is just how far the law of one land can stretch towards transactions made internationally, you know, in terms of on-selling and transmission of images.
Well, I should be clear on that. I mean, any interim injunction tomorrow will only relate to the publication of the reprinting of the photographs in France, yes. But, of course, the magazine Key that is published in Italy today is part of the same stable. It's from the Mondadori group owned by the former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. So there has been a row in Italy today that the only two magazines to have run these pictures actually belong to Mr. Berlusconi. Quite a robust response from his team saying, well, the scoop's a scoop and we're just doing our job. But you know, I think what the royal family are hoping to do here is to really act in the most robust manner they can to try and send a message to other publications in the hope that they might dissuade them from following suit.
What is the magazine saying in its defence, by the way?
Well, the lawyer that was acting for Closer magazine today said that it was really deja vu, that we'd seen these kind of photographs together. There was a bit of sniggering in court when she referred to a TF1 presenter, a very famous presenter here in France called Claire Chazal, who was also photographed on a beach sunbathing topless. And she said, you know, this is modern life. This is what we see. And these are holiday pics like any other. The point is that the lawyer acting for the royal family made was, well, this isn't a step towards modernity. This is regression. And we thought of these sort of things had stopped with the death of Princess Diana. Of course, the paparazzi were held partly responsible for her death here in Paris. Given that the photos were taken 6 days after the anniversary of her death, a lot was made of that in court today. So So the lawyer is not having any of that. It remains to be seen whether the three presiding magistrates who will take their decision around midday French time tomorrow, whether they agree with the case that's been set out.
Yes, it may seem like a sort of nuanced thing, but I noticed that at the hearing into the injunction, the lawyer, Aurélien Hamel, said the pictures were taken in a highly intimate moment during a scene of married life and have no place on the cover of a magazine. And, I mean, you could argue that there's no suggestion of any scandal, like where you might even argue that newspapers could possibly argue they had a right to be, to bring up some form of, you know, paradox in public morals. So this is really an extraordinary invasion of their life, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, not to get too technical, but under Article 9 of the Civil Code, which is what really the law is based on, a public space is really only a public space if it's accessible to everyone, and clearly that doesn't fit the bill here. There have been photographs printed in the Daily Mail in the UK showing the spot from where they think the photograph was taken, and it's on a road almost a kilometre away from the balcony. And Mr. Hamel made the point today that you couldn't see this balcony with the naked eye. It's not as if they were just passing and thought, oh, there's the royal family canoodling on the balcony. It wasn't like that, he said. This could only be spied through a long telephoto lens and by someone who was snooping on the privacy of the royal couple.
I mean, obviously, Christian, the backstory here is the massive effort to prevent them being printed, republished in Britain. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I think the French are slightly bemused and intrigued by the sort of indignation that's been shown by the British press. Obviously, since the Leveson inquiry in Britain, which has looked into media standards in the UK, there's been a slight reticence, I think, to get involved in something like this. And the reaction of Richard Desmond, who is one of the media barons in the UK, who co-owns the Daily Star in Ireland, is pretty self-evident. He's talking about closing down the paper. The editor has been suspended. So, you know, I don't think anyone in the UK is going to touch these photos with a barge pole. In one sense, I think this is just an action from the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge that, as I say, in the sense that it's so robust, it might serve as a warning to other publications who might think of tailing them in the future. Obviously, at the moment, that doesn't seem to have worked, and they're suffering the same thing as William's late mother, Diana, the Princess of Wales.
And incidentally, the pressures on editors in the UK to stay on board and not publish, I mean, where are they coming from, would you judge?
Well, it's interesting just talking to the owners of the press stands here in France today, who's saying that the Place of magazine is selling like hotcakes. It's practically mostly English people who are buying them, you know, because, of course, she features very much in their life. And so they're intrigued by the photographs, and there is an appetite for them. And that is the point as well that the Italians were making today, that this was a scoop like any other. People want to see the royal family on holiday. And they're articulating photographs that people are interested in. So, you know, in that sense, editors will always take a decision on whether it is worth the risk. I would say in France, incidentally, that there was a calculated gamble here. The editor of Closer magazine had told us in the past that out of four of her front page covers, three of them would usually feature someone from the United States because they don't get sued. But she would have considered in this instance that even if there was a legal case, the damages that would be awarded would be covered by the extra sales of the magazine, the syndication of the photos, not to mention the notoriety that the magazine has attracted over the past three or four days. It's very good for her, and it's very good, you know, for the image of the magazine.
Any sense then, Christian, as to which way the court will go tomorrow?
Oh, I think it's a pretty open and shut case, in all honesty. If you look at the privacy law in France as it reads, and reading it literally, there's no question in the eyes of lawyers I've spoken to that this was a flagrant breach of privacy. And so I would think that what we'll see is a ban on the reprinting of the images. It's unlikely they will withdraw magazines from the magazines that are already on the shelves. But I think in France you'll see a total ban on the reprinting of the photographs and also the withdrawal of those images from websites in this country.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was a BBC correspondent, Christian Fraser, speaking with us there from Paris. And here on RN Breakfast, it's 7 to 7.